Rogan Show with Anna DeBlantis, yes, right here on 720 WGN. All right, here's the moment we've been waiting for all week.
We've been talking about it all week.
Willie Wilson is joining us. The doctor himself is in the studio.
Mm-hmm.
And he is the man of the hour. He is the make or break figure in this mayoral election.
Could be.
Was from the very beginning when he first stepped up and said, I'm running. I want to do this. You did this before. You'd ran for president. You, the man just can't stop running. We learned our traffic reporter actually runs 62-mile races. That's what Willie does in an hour right now. All right, let's talk about it. Right, so you've sat down. Have you sat down with both candidates now?
Yes, I have.
And you have your poll, right?
Yes, I have.
And you have, and you've been talking to people, right? Is that the other piece of this?
Yes, I have.
Like business, we like to call them now stakeholders. That's the term that everybody uses. Stakeholders.
Sounds great.
That, you know, the business people and other and community leaders.
Yeah.
I'm sure that you're very, very influential in the church community here. You've talked to some pastors, I'm assuming.
300, 400, 500 more.
Oh my gosh!
Yeah. And,
wow.
Have you made your decision?
Pretty much, I'm going to go with the community, the people that voted for me. All right, because mm-hmm. those are the ones that I, have my social media. And then I went out into the community. I went to the churches. I went a little bit everywhere. But I got tomorrow to go, and I got some tonight to go to. But pretty much who leading in all of the poll, pretty much that I have right now, Laura Lightfoot is leading right now.
Mm. And so you're telling us you're going to be endorsing her?
Well, I can't do that until tomorrow.
You're leaning that way.
Let's put it this way. It's that the poll are leaning that way.
Uh-huh.
We do have some other pastors and ministers tonight, and we got a lot more phone calls to take the endo tonight, and we got people we meet tomorrow morning as well, and they are shakers and movers in my world.
Okay. You did so well in the South Side wards and the West Side wards,
and
those areas that any mayor would like to capture and potentially could make a real difference in this mayoral election.
Well, it's not only I see it as the mayoral election, the national and everything else, because people are going to have to come to Chicago. And I can officially say I represent that segment of the Chicago population, and that can speak, to that, and making sure that the economic schools and things like that is applied to that particular segment community.
That they're not forgotten or overlooked.
Right. And that's the key, making sure they're not overlooked, and that's from Chicago, local as well as national.
If this appears to be leaning toward Lori Lightfoot, what could Tony Preckwinkle say or do here that would change your mind about that?
Well, I did talk to her. I met with her once. I talked to her maybe three times, or maybe even four, but I know three times for sure.
And you were pretty rough on her during the campaign.
You were.
Yeah, I know they're rough on you too, but the only person who was rough on you is me. Was there a sense that there was there animosity between the two of you?
No, we just see things. We were seeing things differently, but I did not hold a grudge. I just didn't like how things is running in the city of Chicago, right? But what I did do, But what I did do with this, in order to be fair with her, in order to be fair with Laura Lightfoot, I worked so hard, the past 2 weeks or 3 weeks, whatever it been, day and night, and on the phone and getting phone calls back. I went to the area that one of these candidates need to win, right?
Right. The key district here. The key wards,
right,
and precincts. Yeah.
Right. I've also stated this year to Ms. Lightfoot that particularly the churches, the African American churches, have a situation with the gay and lesbian community. And I told her that I was up front. And I also told her this too, was that in the past, and things of that nature, I was one of them. I had a problem. I definitely had a problem because we, as at least in my particular religion, being a Christian, Baptist, and et cetera, et cetera, the Bible speaks against certain situations. But I learned this here, and as I try to tell the religion community now, let's not judge. let's judge these on social and economic issues, right. And let's put away.
And what are they doing for what are individuals doing for the community and giving back? Because there are not a lot of people who are doing that.
No, right? I agree.
Not
with
working
you.
Hard enough, because we are a community here in Chicago, mm-hmm. and we are not treating ourselves as a community. Everybody's kind of out for their own, whatever their interests are.
Absolutely right. But here's I told the people, I said, look, as Harold Davis always he said, let's not judge by gender, but let's judge by the agenda.
So, in terms of the now, it's interesting. You're being. I like the fact that you're being totally honest about this and upfront about this, because there are people who are trying to dance around this and they shouldn't.
Yeah.
There are a lot of conservative churches.
Yeah. Yeah.
In Chicago, in the Black community specifically, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's what we're talking about here.
Yeah.
That see gay people as performing an evil act, right? So. In that can you go back, and these are a lot of the people that obviously through Sensation and through all of your religious work and all that for your whole life, will you stand at a pulpit and say that it's okay?
Well, I wouldn't stand in the pulpit to say it's okay to do a sin,
mm-hmm.
right? So sin mean. Adultery too, fornication, liar, killer. I would not stand in the pulpit and say that, but I would say this. I would say we must judge people by human being, not by the gender. I would say that.
You can love the sinner and hate the sin.
Absolutely right. Okay. And also our scripture said we should not judge.
Okay. So in other words, I guess what we're getting down to here is that you've taken that off the table as an issue for you, and you will say back to followers, people who like you, voted for you, who may also have that perspective, that you're taking that off the table. That shouldn't be under consideration in this decision.
That's absolutely right. Now, understand this. I have a band, and I have people work for me that are gay and lesbian. Right, and mm-hmm. I've always been the same. And look, I tell everybody, I'm not gonna get up here and say what I suppose. I was one of the same one, and I'm gonna lie about it, the same one, right? And I used to be in the pulpit and say the same thing. I speak every Sunday in the church, but life you learn in life to do things better if you know it's wrong. And I said today, and look,
were you wrong?
Yes, I was. I should not have judged. Okay. I should not have judged. I ain't allowed, but I should not have judged, and that's a judge of human being for the agenda.
Willie, one of the things I heard from you consistently on the campaign trail is you didn't like the way the city was working now, and you were against the establishment players for partially that reason, and I heard you call them out throughout the campaign, including Toni Preckwinkle. You called her out, even in the mayoral debate sponsored by this very station and Crane Chicago Business and us. You called out Toni Preckwinkle that night because you didn't necessarily agree with the way things have been going, and you've been anti-establishment. You endorsed Chewy above Rahm Emanuel in that race. Also, it seems to everyone that is a very compelling issue for you, and it would lead most of us to believe that you're going to endorse Lori Lightfoot.
Well, put it this way, I've gotten out and I've said my dislike as related to things that the establishment have done. I've said that, all right, and I meant that. I've also have talked about the issue a lot as related to gender. Gay and lesbian. So I have to kind of balance it off if I'm going to be fair.
But the gay and lesbian agenda, is that what you're saying?
Gender.
Gender. Okay, all right.
But you're taking that off the table. Is that what we just...
I'm saying let's make the decision as related to a human being. What can they do for the city of Chicago, the citizen of Chicago? Okay. Don't look at the person, what they do or stand for. Let's take that off the table. Let's look at it, what they can do socioeconomically speaking for this.
And you believe, in your sense, after talking to both candidates, your sense is that Lori Lightfoot's plan is better for Chicago?
Well, my sense is that I don't and I'm open with this. I don't like the establishment ways.
Okay. Wait, can I ask you about the taxes for a second here?
Uh-huh.
Because you're a multi-millionaire, right? You did this all on your own. This man is not a Kardashian.
All right.
He's
we
self-made.
We got a big argument, Willie. You're going to get us in trouble here, okay? Because I said Kylie Jenner, the Kardashian one, is a self-made and gross. No, she's not.
Not self-made.
Willie, you are truly self-made, above self-made. Kylie and all
you.
Other Kardashians.
So,
period.
Now the governor today, they put meat on the bone in terms of what this tax is going to be. Mm-hmm. So the tax is that it's going to be standard that what we're paying now, mm-hmm. up to $250,000. Anything between $250,000 and $1 million is going to be taxed at 7.95%. And then if you make over $1 million,
household,
your whole everything you make is at 7.95%. It's not it's not indexed based on the below $250,000 tax rate. That, I think, is going to drive a lot of people out of Illinois. It's going to make people want to leave. Now, if you add the state, and now the city tries to throw a tax up, and the county tries to throw a tax up, what is your reaction to that?
Well, I haven't really listened to the news a lot because I've been busy on this over here, right?
Yeah, I understand.
My reaction would be this. I think a lunatic.
Yeah.
I think you should not run businesses out of the city of Chicago and the state of Illinois. Being run business out of the city and the state, you're running jobs out too. We should be competitive, more competitive than Tennessee, Indiana, and Texas, where it's more friendly, mm-hmm. more corporation, more job, and they're in a surplus, right? So why can't you think? You don't balance the budget out the taxpayer back and run them out of town. You lower your taxes to bring business in, to create jobs and businesses. The problem with Chicago, I always say, is corruption. You don't have to fix the budget. Here's how you fix the doggone budget, right? Fix the budget. First of all, out of $10 billion, $7 billion in payroll. What'd it be? Okay? You got to tackle that. You got to take the union. You got to work with the union. Get a lot of that cost down and out. You got to get rid of the corruption. If you look at the finance into Ed Burke situation, mm-hmm. you look where that money's going to.
And finance committee.
Yeah, I said right. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Look where they're going to, and look what kind of trouble you're in now. You bid out the contracts to make sure everybody get a fair shake and lower the prices, you know. And you take it, and besides just the casino and stuff like that, marijuana and everything.
Right.
But that's how you balance the budget.
Okay. I would love to have been a fly on the wall. God, I wish you had recorded these things between you and Lori and you and Tony. And I can just imagine, I mean, that's the thing. The two of you looking at each other uh-huh. in that meeting must have really been something, because you guys, you know, there was a lot of water that went under that bridge during the election.
Sure.
So people were saying some stuff. Not so much with Lori. You know, she didn't really run a dirty them up. Other than, hey, these are the establishment people. You know, lighting the light in the boardroom kind of commercial. But you know, those are two. These are the two lions meeting each other when Willie Wilson and Tony Preckwinkle.
I'm sure both of these candidates do.
Yeah.
Look, I can say this to you, and I say this all confident.
Yes.
Whoever I endorse tomorrow is going to be the next mayor of the city of Chicago.
You've got that touch, Willie. Who would die with you?
Look, the people that, one common thing that the people have said to me, out of all the people that I talked to, it's that we may agree with you, we may not agree with you. Because we trust you, whatever you say, we're going to go with.
I'm going to tell you this.
Yeah.
It's powerful.
Willie is 100% right. Whoever he endorses tomorrow will win. And it may be, you know, if you do endorse Lori Lightfoot, she seems to be leading in a lot of polls. I think it assures her. If you endorse Tony Preckwinkle, it will make her competitive, and competitive with the amount of money she's going to be spending here, because she's got a lot of it to spend, could tip the balance. So I think as a pure political analysis, that's mm-hmm. you're 100% right. We are always right, Willie.
Oh, well, look. One thing
I understood half of what you were saying. I know you're 100% right. But go ahead.
One thing you will always get from me: open and honest.
That is true.
Yeah.
And how you really feel. You're not. There's no.
Right.
I'm glad that you that you directly addressed the gay and lesbian thing,
because that's guts.
Right. I mean, it's an important thing. But the thing is, it's what's being said on the street anyway. So it's being said in the churches anyway. This is the conversation people are having.
Mm-hmm.
And so let's have a conversation and say, all right, well, you know, you may, for religious principles, you may feel differently about that circumstance, but it doesn't affect how you choose to engage somebody in, you know, as mayor or as a friend or as a neighbor or anything else like that.
Right.
Well done. Well done.
You know, I tell this way here. Look, everybody thought I was going to be underwater because I voted for Trump and ran. Everybody said I was going to be underwater. I said, no. I'm not going to lie. I got to be honest to the citizens of Chicago. Know my feeling, know my thought, and also look at my record. I'm my own person.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you cannot be afraid of stuff and what's going to happen, this, and that, because the truth outwins anything.
Can't wait to get William MAGA hat. That's what I'm going to do next. All right, thank you. You know what? You kept your promise. You came in here. You told us where you're standing right now. Well, the big press conference is tomorrow at 10:30, where you're going to make the final announcement. Will the candidate 1:30? Will the candidate be there tomorrow?
Yes.
And where is this going to be at?
5120 South King Drive, Chicago Baptist Institute.
Mm.
Woo!
We'll be watching.
I want y'all to come.
We got to work.
Take off.
We will take off.
That's how it works, Willie. Right. We're not multimillionaires like you.
I thought you all were.
I got to go work for Willie.
Willie, will you employ us?
All right. With the great Willie Wilson. Thank you, sir. Appreciate you being here.
Thank you, guys.
Thanks, Willie.
Right, let's check in now. Kim, what's coming up in a few minutes at the top of the hour?
Row, the Lincoln Yards Project, moving forward.